Blog Talk Radio.
God, and once again, I want to welcome everyone on this afternoon to Noonday Prayer and Bible Study. Glory to God, I am Prophetess Sherita Berry. Glory to God, I'm a Senior Pastor of Destiny Apostolic International Prophetic Worship Center. Glory to God, that is located here in North Carolina and in Virginia. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, today, we're going to be talking about the return of the King. Glory to God. We have been talking about the end times teaching. Glory to God. If those of us, those of you all that have joined me, glory to God, on last week, glory to God, we talked about the Antichrist. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. And we're still coming from the book of Daniel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talked about the names to describe the Antichrist on last week. And we also talked about the fate of the Antichrist, glory to God, on last week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And today we're going to be talking about the final earthly kingdom. Glory to God. If you have your Bibles, glory to God. First of all, God, thank you for this word that we're about to hear, God, on today, Lord God. May we apply the word to our life, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord God, as the word go forth, we won't be hearers of the word, but God, we will be also doers of the word. In Jesus' name I say amen. Glory to God. If you turn over with me to Daniel, the second chapter, verses 41 through 45. Daniel, the second chapter, verses 41 through 45. And I'm going to be coming from the NIV Bible on this afternoon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That is Daniel, the second chapter, verses 41 through 45. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And it says, just as you saw that the feet and toes were partly of baked clay and partly of iron, so this will be a divided kingdom, yet it will have some of the strength of iron in it, even as you saw iron mixed with clay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As the toes were partly iron and partly clay, so this kingdom will be partly strong and partly brittle. Glory to God. And just as you saw the iron mixed with baked clay, so the people will be a mixture of and will not remain all united any more than iron mixed with clay. In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed. Not will it be left to another people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever. Glory to God. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron and bronze, the clay, the silver and the gold pieces. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that we're coming from, glory to God, on today, those of us that are just joining us, glory to God. We read Daniel, the second chapter, verses 41. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To 45. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock, once again, cut out of a mountain, but not by human hands, a rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, and the silver, and the gold in pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. That was Daniel, the second chapter, verses 1 through 45. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Come on, somebody, and worship him on this afternoon, for truly God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. We see in this season, one relents, this passage focusing on the coming kingdom of Jesus Christ. See, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream about an image that he said, my spirit is anxious to know the dream. And Daniel knew the dream by revelation, and he interpreted the dream by revelation. Glory to God, as God gave it to him. See, the dream was not about four kingdoms, where the last kingdom, Christ's kingdom, would rule. Glory to God. See, the fourth kingdom is the final earthly kingdom that reigns over the Jews before the second coming of Jesus Christ. And this kingdom is a mixed union, a union that does not adhere with one another. Glory to God. Turn over with me to Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses 1 through 28. Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses 1 through 28. Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses 1 through 28, and I'm still coming from the King James Version Bible. And over here in the seventh chapter of Daniel, it talks about Daniel's dream of four beasts in the name of Jesus. And it says, in the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, David had a dream, and visions passed through his mind as he was laying in bed. He wrote down the substance of his dreams. Daniel said, in a vision at night, I looked, and there before me were the four winds of heaven churning up the great sea. Four great beasts, each different from the other, came up out of the sea. The first was like a lion, and it had wings of an eagle. I watched it until its wings were torn off, and it was lifted from the ground, so that it stood on two feet like a human being, and the mind of a, glory to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, mind of a human being was given to it. Glory to God. We're reading Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses 1 to 28. And there before me was a second beast, which looked like a bear. It was raised up on one of its sides, and it had three ribs in its mouth between its teeth. It was told, get up and eat your fill of flesh. I'm sorry, I was, And after that, I looked, and there before me was another beast, one that looked like, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. After that, I looked, and there were for me with another beast, was another beast, glory to God, one that looked like a leopard, and on its back it had four wings like those of a bird, glory to God. This beast had four heads, and it was given authority to rule. After that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a fourth beast, terrifying and frightening, a very powerful. It had large iron teeth. It crushed and devoured its victim and trampled underfoot whatever was left. It was different from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns. While I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another horn, a little one, which was up among them. And there in three of the first horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a human being and a mouth that spoke boastfully as I looked. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're reading Daniel, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 28, and I'm coming from the King James Version, the NIV Bible. Sorry. Glory to God. Thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was as white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were all ablaze. A river of fire was flowing, coming out from before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, and praise him on today. Hallelujah. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. Then I continued to watch because of a, glory to God, hallelujah, boastful words the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and its body destroyed and thrown into the blazing fire. The other beast had been stripped of their authority, but they were allowed to live for a period of time. In my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All nations and people of every language worship him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. Glory to God. We're reading Daniel, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 28. I, Daniel, was troubled in spirit, and the vision that passed through my mind disturbed me. I approached one of those standing there and asked him the meaning of all this. So he told me and gave me the interpretation of these things. The four great beasts are four kings that will rise from the earth, but the holy people of the Most High will receive the kingdom and will possess it forever. Yes, forever and ever. Then I wanted to know the meaning of the fourth beast, which was different from all the other and most terrifying, with its iron teeth and bronze claws. The beast that crushed and devoured its victims. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, and praise him. We're reading Daniel, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 28. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Devoured its victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. I also wanted to know about the 10 horns on its head and about the other horn that came up, before which three of them fell. The horn that looked more imposing than the others and that had eyes and a mouth that spoke boastfully. As I watched, this horn was waging war against the holy people and defeated them. Glory to God. And we just got finished. Glory to God. That was Matthew 1 through 22. Glory to God. Let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's worship him. Let's worship him. Hallelujah. As I, glory to God, watched this horn, well, he was waging war against the holy people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on. Thank you, Lord. I do apologize for that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I do apologize. Waging war against the holy people and defeating them until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High. And the time came when they possessed the kingdom. Glory to God. He gave me this explanation. The fourth beast is a fourth kingdom that will appear on earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it. The ten horns are ten kings who will come from the kingdom. After them, another king will arise, different from the earliest ones. He will subdue three kings. He will speak against the Most High and oppose his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. The holy people will be delivered into his hands for a time, times and half a time. Glory to God. But the court will sit, and his power will be taken away and completely destroyed forever. Then the sovereignty power and greatest of all the kingdoms under heaven will be handed over to the holy people of the Most High. His kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom, and all rulers will worship and obey him. This is the end of the matter. I, Daniel, was deeply troubled by my thoughts, and my face turned pale, but I kept the matter to myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That was Daniel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The seventh chapter, verses 1 through 28. And it talks about the leader of the final earthly kingdom. Glory to God. See, Daniel has another interpretation of another dream from another king that describes four kingdoms. See, the king is Belzar, and the dream is about four beasts that describe the four kingdoms of Nebuchadnezzar's dream. Glory to God. See, verse 7 through 8, it talks about the kingdom that has 10 horns or 10 leaders. A horn is a symbol of strength and leadership. Horns were used to anoint leaders with oil in the Old Testament. Glory to God. We also know that this last kingdom is a union of groups that are not adhering to one another. Glory to God. There then arise a little horn. You notice we read and it said a little horn that subdues three other horns. See, another king that rises up and he seduces the other three kings. This is the Antichrist. He's the Antichrist. See, a horn is usually a symbolic of a leader. A horn is a symbol of strength. In the Old Testament, Samuel anointed kings with a horn of oil. As we go on down in Daniel, the 7th chapter, verse 19 to 22, we see that the little horn, which is the Antichrist, makes war against the saints, glory to God, and God's people until God establishes his kingdom. Then we go on down to verse 23 to 28. It talks about, and it says, the Antichrist will persecute the Jews for 3.5 years. Speaking against the God of the Jews, speaking against Jesus. And then Jesus comes to reign in his kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we see that the when Belzar and King Nebuchadnezzar had the same dream. They didn't know what the dream meant, but Daniel comes along and God gives Daniel the interpretation of the dream. Glory to God. He gives them the interpretation of 7 and 8. He talks about the kingdom that has 10 horns, 10 leaders. Glory to God. And then it talks about a little horn. That little horn, glory to God, that we go on down to 19 and 22, and it talks about that little horn, which is the Antichrist. He came, he rose up, glory to God, and he seduces the other kings. He seduces the other kings, and then he begins to persecute the Christians, the Jews, for 3.5 years, speaking against God's people. And then Jesus comes to reign his kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We want to thank everyone for coming on today. Glory to God. We're talking about the end, the return of the king, which is the end time teaching. Glory to God. We read Daniel, the second chapter, verses 41 to 45, that which talks about the final earthly kingdom. Glory to God. And we also just got finished reading Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses 1 to 28, and it talks about the leader of the final earthly kingdom. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that goes to show you that King Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar had the same dream about the four beasts, glory to God. And those four beasts was the four kingdoms. It was talking about the kingdom that has 10 horns, 10 leaders. And we also know that the horn is a symbol of strength and leadership. And we also know that Samuel, glory to God, when God had sent him to anoint kings, he had a horn. He had a horn that was filled with oil, and that's how he anointed kings in the Old Testament. Horn is a symbolic of a leader. A horn is a symbol of strength, and which you can find in the Old Testament. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to ask if anyone has any questions. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to give the some scriptures out that you can read in your leisure time. And then when we meet back here on next Wednesday, glory to God, we will discuss and go over those scriptures. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The first scripture I'm going to give you, glory to God, hallelujah, as we talk about the Antichrist, we're going to be going back to the fate of the Antichrist, glory to God, hallelujah. So you can read Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses number 11. Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses 11. Daniel, the seventh chapter, verses 26. Daniel 7 and 26. The next scripture is Daniel the 9th chapter, verses 27. Daniel the 9th chapter, verses 27. The next scripture is Daniel the 11th chapter, verses 45. Daniel 11, 45. The next one is 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8. The next one is Revelations 19 and 20. Revelations 19 and 20. And all six of those scriptures talks about the fate of the Antichrist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Next, we're going to also discuss on next Wednesday the names to describe the Antichrist, those names that people describe the Antichrist. Glory to God. The scriptures are Daniel 7 and 8, once again, which we just got finished talking about, which is the little horn that rose up and seduces the other three kings. Daniel 8 and 23. Daniel 8 and 23. Daniel the 9th chapter, verses 26. Daniel the 9th chapter, verses 26. The next scripture is Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 21. Daniel, the 11th chapter, verses 21. The next scripture is 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. The next one is Second Thessalonians 2 and 3 again. It's two different terms. The Second Thessalonians 2 and 3, man of sin, the son of perdition. Second Thessalonians 2 verses 8 through 9. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 8 through 9. Revelations 11, chapter verses 7, and also you want to see chapters 13 and 17. So that's Revelation, the 11, chapter verses 7, and also chapters 13 and 17. It talks about the beast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And also you can go back and read what we read today, Daniel, the 2nd chapter, verses 41 through 45. And Daniel, the 7th chapter, verses 1 through 28. Glory to God. God, we thank you for bringing us here on today, God. We thank you for the word, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we begin to apply the word to our life, God. We thank you, Lord God, for covering us on today, God, as we come to you and begin to study your word more, God, to go deeper into you, God, so that, Lord God, we can become Christ-minded, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, I speak healing and deliverance on today, God. We thank you, Lord God. We speak divine protection, divine covering, God, for those that are here on today, God. As they leave, Lord God, and return back to work, God, or return back home, God, we ask that you cover the vehicles on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we plead the blood of Jesus, God, over their life, over their family, and their atmosphere on today. God, we just thank you and we praise you, and we say in Jesus' name, we say amen. Glory to God. If God has placed it in your
heart. I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com, or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.